10:46, November 10th. I just pulled into my driveway. I finished my Lyft shift for today. And I did cross 10,000 rides with Lyft. I'm probably at like 10,005 or 6 rides. I got 26 today total. If I did 26 total, then that means I got 7 more than 10,000 rides. So 10,007, because I only needed 19 to hit 10,000 this morning. Anyways, it's a very weird day for me today. I'm the Zim. I go by the Zim. I like the Zim. I call this Creative Mind, the podcast. It was a very weird day today for me today. I'll tell you why in a second. The first thing that kind of came up for me was this, what's the point kind of thought about life and stuff. It's like, sometimes it was like thinking about, what's the point of it all? Like, who cares? Like, why do I work so hard? Why do I do the life the way that I do life? You know, sometimes I just get caught up in this kind of like, not very often, but every once in a while, I'm like, what's the fucking point? You know, but then I realize, like, working hard is the point. Or, like, living the way you've... I can't think of the right... Earlier today, I had a way to think about it that made sense to me. But, I don't know. Just, so it's been one of those kind of days where it's been like, what's the point? Kind of a little bit. But then, this is the weird part about today. I had a little, like, freak out moment. Because, as you know, I deal with, like, bladder issues. And one of my biggest fears with my bladder issue is, like, incontinence, I guess is how you say it. Like, leaking, essentially. And I don't know if I leaked today or not, but there was a moment where, like, leaked in the wrong sense of the word, leaking when you don't mean to. And there was a moment that kind of, well, I'm just going to spell it out. I got home from working at dinner time. I went to the bathroom. I went and ate dinner. I went and laid down. I don't think I fell asleep. I just laid down and kind of closed my eyes for like 15 minutes. And then I got up. And when I went to the bathroom again, my underpants felt wetter than they should have been in like a small spot. It wasn't like crazy. It wasn't like, it was just my underpants. Like my fabric of my underpants had a little bit of wetness on it. And I don't know if it was just because when I went to the bathroom originally, I did a really bad job of shaking off, or if I lost some and didn't realize it, like leaked a little. So it freaked me out. Right now I feel okay because I have convinced myself I just didn't shake off well enough the last time I went. But I don't know. So it just fucked me up for a minute. So, well, I'll just, you know, the only thing I can do is see if it happens again. Then I can get really freaked out. It's not an exciting prospect. Why am I talking about it? You know, I thought for a minute, like, maybe I shouldn't share that. I mean, because it's embarrassing. It sucks. But it's like, that's what, you know, that's what I have to share. Like, I thought of that for a moment, and if, like, there's somebody else out there that's embarrassed and frustrated with their life and their body functions and whatever else may be happening, they can use me as a shield to be, like, there's somebody that's willing to talk about it and isn't scared to talk about it and doesn't care what anybody thinks, you know? So if I can help somebody else feel better about themselves by talking about it, then that'd be awesome. So I decided to talk about it, decided to share it. Cause it's also like, I want, you know, when my kids or whoever listen back to this in 20 years and they can really know who I am, know what I was struggling with, what I was going through. Cause it's just, you know, sometimes on the outside, it seems like everything's okay. It seems like there's, I don't know. Sometimes you miss the depth of a person because of how they present themselves when there's probably a lot more going on that they're not willing to share and tell and wear on their shoulders and chest. Because you don't want to all the time, you know? I don't like broadcast while I'm walking down the street, hey, I have problems with my bladder. You know, it's only like on here and other, you know, you'd have to dig for it. And you have to be willing to get to know me and know my process and know my life in order to find those things out. So, anyway, so the excitement of passing, like I was pretty amped about passing 10,000 rides all day. I would tell every passenger I had, but it was two rides before I passed 10,000 rides that this whole thing went down with, and I was worried. And I was like, so it kind of put a tampered, I can't think of the right word. Kind of put a damper for me on the experience of passing 10,000 rides. I just kind of got kind of melancholy. But it also reminded me of another story I wanted to share, because I don't know if I fully shared the story a couple days ago. I did talk about the city ballet here in San Diego and how it was not impressive. But during that experience, my sister bought the tickets, and the ticket that I had was like in the smack dab middle of the row, and I just don't do well with that kind of, because of my bladder stuff, I don't do well with sitting, feeling claustrophobic, because it just automatically makes me feel anxious and automatically makes me worried that I'm going to have a urgent bladder situation. So I just couldn't do it, so I sat on the edge, but it just reminded me, and today and that experience just, I always want to remember those experiences so I stay humble, like super humble. This is massively humbling. It's just like, I don't want to ever get ahead of myself, or, you know, it's like, I want to understand what I perceive as my weaknesses and let them just always be reminded of them so I don't, like, get carried away and just stay focused and humble. And, you know, it's like, just do my thing. I don't know. I'm not explaining that perfectly, but it's an idea. Thanks for listening. Until tomorrow, be excellent to each other.